This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Joshua Hostmeyer, Joshua Hostmeyer, date of birth 08/08/1988, date of appointment 3/31/2026, requesting physician Samantha Riley, PA, SamanthaReilyA. Dear Samantha Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Joshua Hostmeyer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 37-year-old ambidextrous man who came to my office with his sister. He has a history of epilepsy since childhood, mental retardation, impulse control disorder, and intellectual disabilities with autism. He used to see a behavior specialist in Albany who retired. His seizures are usually grand mal seizure. Last seizure was 2 years ago. But he is having a small seizure in which his eyes looks up and acting differently. After a couple of minutes, he is fine. This kind of episode he is having once in a week. His typical seizures are grand mal seizure in which no warning, eyes open and rolled back, no tongue biting, sometimes incontinence, sometimes shaking also, postictal confusion present for few minutes, seizure lasts less than a minute. He is taking Depakote 500 milligram 1 PO daily. He is going to the day program at Lexington also. Past medical history: moderate intellectual disability, epilepsy, impulse control disorder, mild persistent asthma, autism, allergic rhinitis, Hirschsprung disease, born prematurely at 24 weeks. Past surgical history of colostomy, history of chest tube placement, history of tooth extraction, history of colostomy reversal, history of tracheostomy, history of varicose vein ligation and stripping. Allergy, cefadroxil medication, aripiprazole, benzdropine, divalproic sodium, guafenazine, loratadine, nebulizer, quetiapine, triamcinolone. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is single, lives with the mother, have no children, family history, mother, father alive. No significant medical problem. Two sister, one brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, depression, anxiety, seizure disorder, mental retardation, autism. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, but disoriented, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 37-year-old ambidextrous man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, mental retardation. Number 3, impulse control disorder. Number 4, intellectual disability with autism. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Depakote or 500 milligram daily. But I want to add Depakote ER 250 milligram 1 PO daily. I would like to order EEG. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.